Zaxby's just out-Philly'd the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Cautioned against dishing out loans as economic situation could expose banks to an increase in non-performing loans, and calls intensify for government to streamline countries' pension schemes to expand reach for all sectors. We'll hear from former CEO of the NPRA. Later on Food Chain, we'll look at the farmer-herder relationship, which has been a worry for many in the agricultural sector. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Emma Davis. Let's settle for the details. Senior finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amoah, is asking banks to exercise caution when dishing out loans. This comes on the back of the Bank of Ghana's cash reserve ratio policy, which appears to incentivize commercial banks for giving out more loans rather than holding on to deposits or investing in other investment vehicles. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Amoah noted that the current economic terrain may not be favorable for the growth of businesses, especially those in the small and medium sectors. Hence, banks could face the situation of high non-performing loans.
And the banks will have to be careful. Why? Because, you know, for you to create a loan, you must look at the business case, you must look at the possibility of the loan being repaid, and you must look at the risk associated with the loan. So the fact that this directive is coming from the central bank does not mean that you must go quickly to your loan book and then start dishing out loans. You have to be careful because giving out the loans in this particular regime is quite risky. So I'm foreseeing that the banks will, in the interim, rather gamble by holding on to the cash for the central bank to get the cash reserve ratio, because that is safe for the banks, than to risk it by just going out to give out loans.
Some financial institutions have expressed optimism about Ghana's economic fortunes despite previous setbacks. Speaking to Joy Business, Managing Director for Bank of Africa Ghana noted that with targeted support to sectors such as the small and medium businesses, the country could turn the corner. He furthered that the potential of the sector, which accounts for over 80% of the country's workforce, is yet to be actualized. Hence, the need to pay critical attention to the sector.
Me, I'm quite optimistic because the country is growing despite the financial crisis. There is a lot of opportunities in the market, and we are committed as Bank of Africa Ghana to finance, and especially the SME market, the small and medium enterprises, because we think this is the engine of the economy of Bank of Ghana, and we are developing different products and services for this category of customers in order to develop our support for the SMEs.
Abdurrahman Belbashir is the MD of the Bank of Africa Ghana. Moving on, former chief executive of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, Hayford Atakrafi, is asking for further streamline of Ghana's pension scheme to support its citizenry. According to him, the country's pension scheme lacks some adequacy and efficiency, hence the need for an urgent reassessment of the scheme. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of his book titled Principles of Pension and Trusteeship in Ghana.
The three-tier pension system that we have in our country is one of the best because it takes care of the basic social security, and it also talks about takes care of occupational pension plus a top-up. So indeed the concept is big, it's good, but it is the understanding of it and also sometimes the adequacy of it. These are things that we all have to have conversations about. And the book tries to open up on all these issues. So yes, the pension system is good, but as to how we apply it and how it's able to look after us to give us retirement income security are the things that we all need to continue to talk about.
Former Chief Executive Officer for NPRA, Hayford Atakrafi there. Now, we are all surprised when someone with a lot of assets asks us for a bit of money. It's because not all assets are cash equivalents. So explain the types of assets, Dr. Maxwell Ampong takes us through an extension of our Easter episode of Entrepreneur in You.
Hello. Last week for our Easter episode, we discussed the current ratios. My team had a few questions after the episode, which I thought would be important for the viewers of Entrepreneur U to understand as well. So Felix wants to know that if someone owes him and he's calculated that as part of his current assets and the person doesn't pay, what happens? Dr. Abigail also wants to know if inventory is part of cash equivalent. I think that it's important because there's a lot of people that have a lot of assets but suddenly fail to have a lot of cash. That's because an asset is something that has value, economic value, whether now or later. Your cash equivalent, on the other hand, has a shorter half-life. And to answer Felix's question about someone owing him and he puts in it as a current asset, why risk it? First off, do not lend money to people that will not be able to pay you within the stipulated amount of time. And also, if you were to add it as your current asset, it means that it would improve your ratio, giving you a false idea of your financial security. And Felix, stop lending money to people that will not pay you.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Dr. Maxwell Ampong will return with more business nuggets on the Entrepreneur in You series, same time next week and also on Mondays on the Joy News channel as well as our social media channels. To food chain, despite the plethora of research and investigations conducted in farmer-herder conflicts in Ghana, the government is yet to adopt and implement policies and laws to find a lasting solution to the feud that has over the years claimed lives and destroyed properties. In this week's episode of Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright Kweku speaks with stakeholders and researchers under the Access Authority Nexus in farmer-herder project in preferred prospective solutions to the menace.
Asante Achimagogo, Setue Afram Plains, and its adjoining districts have over the years been the grounds for long-standing feud between farmers and herders. instigated by inadequate access to resources like land, water and pasture for livestock. The conflict has claimed innocent human lives and destroyed properties, including cattle and farms. Kontihine of Agogo, Nana Kwame in team, says the herders' behavior had far-reaching consequences, insisting their abhorrence to transhumans.
Schools in all villages were closed down. Farming died out. The herders would invade our farmers and suck us.
Municipal Chief Executive for Asante Achim North, Francis Otibuating, agrees.
This farm, they don't have a lot of land. They buy only 1 acre and they take care of about 5,000, 10,000 cattle. We cannot tolerate that. And it's unacceptable.
These clashes have been primarily fueled by the changing climate, which has since forced many nomadic herdsmen to travel down south following severe desertification up north. The conflict is threatening food security, as studies found out the cattle value chain has been heavily impacted. Abdul Wahab Rauf is with the University of Development Studies.
Because the herders find it difficult getting feeds for their cattle, you realize the cattle will not get much meat. So the butchers will not get to buy a good cattle.
To bounce back from their losses, studies have found out that many farmers in Agogo and Setua Farm Plains are switching to charcoal production, which is heavily depleting the once virgin forest and fertile lands in the area. Mike Sifabwachi is with the KNUST.
Most of the farmers have switched to charcoal production. Charcoal is driving deforestation in the area.
The government in 2018 introduced the Operation Cowleg in the community to drive out herders in the area. It also established the Ghana Cattle Ranching System to confine the animals to an intensive farming practice. Although tensions have calmed within the last year, both local and traditional authorities have vowed not to allow invasion of the herders. Stakeholders are suggesting the enactment of stringent laws to make provisions for the gradual adoption of an intensive cattle farming system.
Government must ensure policies are implemented.
President of the Cattle Breeders, Imam Sunde, wants all profit solutions, including sensitization and policies, implemented.
We have three good solutions. The government, all stakeholders, especially the landowners, the district assemblies, need to establish what we call grazing reserves.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bryant Kwaku.
Food Chain airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel and a repeat on Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. That's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Now, the Ecobank Salary Account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank Salary Account, you're guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus many more. Ecobank account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 CDs, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank Save As You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at Ecobank do not have to close their existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the Ecobank Salary Account. Just ask your branch to switch your existing account to the Ecobank Salary Account. Non-Ecobank account holders should approach any Ecobank branch and ask for the EcoBank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at EcoBank. Call EcoBank toll free on 0800-00-3225. 0800-00-3225. Whenever, wherever, for further details. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Emma Davis.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.